Jaya Pancha Tatwa, Jaya Pancha Tatwa, 있어서.
그치. 나와 기가 막나.
너무 양이
수반.
옴 나모 바게베테 바수데바야.
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 옴 나모
장 72. 가칫 에탓 슈탐 파르타 트와타이 그리나 차테타사 가칫 아기야나 사모하 프라나스타스테 다난차야.
이文 프리타之子 财富的征服者啊， 你是不是用心听进去了？ 你的愚昧和迷惑 现在驱散了吗？要子由圣帕罗帕提供。主担任的是阿朱纳的灵性导师之职，因此有责任问阿朱纳，看他是否正确地理解了整部《薄伽梵歌》。如果没有，主准备再解释任何一点，或者如果有必要，重说一遍《薄伽梵歌》。实际上，人如果从真正的灵性导师，如 Krishna 或他的代表聆听《薄伽梵歌》，就会发现一切无知一扫而空。《薄伽梵歌》可不是诗人或小说家写的一本普通的书，它是由至尊人格首神讲述的。任何人若有幸从 Krishna 或他的真正灵性代表那里聆听到这样的教诲，必定会成为解脱者，走出无知的黑暗。 师姐一文，普里塔之子，财富的征服者啊，你是不是用心听进去了？你的愚昧和迷惑现在驱散了吗？
Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadahi Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nitamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagadpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhaka Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaitu 译文 Prita 之子 财富的征服者啊 你是不是用心听进去了 你的愚昧和迷惑 现在驱散了吗
So Krishna has been speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. He wants to know if Arjuna has understood.
所以 Krishna 对 Arjuna 讲述薄伽梵歌 他想知道 Arjuna 是否理解了
If he has not understood, then Krishna is willing to speak it all again to him.
如果他没有理解的话 Krishna 准备再说一遍
In this age of Kali Yuga, we usually have to hear things several times to understand.
在这个卡利年代，我们通常要听好几遍才能够明白一件事情。
It is recommended in the Vedas that you should hear something three times.
韦达经里面建议我们，听一样事物要听三遍。
Lord Brahma heard Vedic knowledge three times.
主婆罗诃摩听这个韦达知识就听了三遍。
Here, Arjuna is hearing only once from Krishna.
这里Arjuna只听了Krishna讲一遍,
but Krishna has explained in many different ways, from different angles, through different subject matters.
但是Krishna从很多不同的方面, 不同的角度, 还有不同的话题来讲。
And he is convinced, he's been speaking in a very clear manner. Arjuna has Even in the 10th chapter, Arjuna said that he accepted Krishna as the Supreme Brahman. Even in the very beginning of Krishna of the Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, indicating that he understood Krishna's position.
就算在刚开始的时候 Arjuna 就向Krishna皈依了他向Krishna皈依的时候 就意味着他明白Krishna的地位
And early in the second chapter he addressed Lord Krishna as Madhusudana the killer of the Madhu demon
那么在第二章的时候 他把Krishna称为Madhusudana 就是杀死马杜摩的人
This indicates that he understood that Krishna was non-different from Vishnu who had originally killed the demon Madhu.
那就意味着他明白Krishna实际上和那个最原本的Vishnu没有差别 因为Vishnu就是那个杀死那个马杜摩的人
So he asks Arjuna, is your illusion now finished? Have you understood clearly what you have to do?
所以他就问Arjuna, 现在你的迷惑消除了吗? 你明白了吗? 你知道你该做什么了?
If Arjuna has heard properly, then there will be no more ignorance.
如果Arjuna正确地聆听之后, 他就不应该再有任何的愚昧。
We were reciting the verse, a mantra at the beginning, Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya, that I offer my obeisances to the spiritual teacher who removes the darkness of ignorance.
我们刚开始讲课的时候我们念这个祷文 Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya 意思就是说我向我的灵性导师致以顶拜因为他把我的这个迷惑全部一扫而空
Yeah, we were born in ignorance but when we contact the spiritual teacher or the representative of Krishna then they can remove that ignorance
我们原本是充满愚昧的 但是我们和Krishna或者是Krishna的 纯粹的代表灵性导师接触之后 这样的愚昧就可以一扫而空
Ignorance is removed by knowledge
必须通过知识才能把这些愚昧清除掉
Just as darkness is removed by light
就好像阳光可以把黑暗清除掉一样
In the absence of the sun, there is darkness
当这个太阳升起来之后就没有黑暗存在了
But as soon as the sun rises, then the darkness is removed
就是说在太阳出生之前有黑暗但是一旦太阳升起来黑暗就消失了
In the same way wherever there is Krishna consciousness there will be no ignorance or illusion
同样的道理只要我们具有 Krishna 知觉的时候呢 就不会有愚昧或者是迷惑。
Ignorance cannot conquer knowledge.
愚昧是没有办法征服知识的。
Darkness can never overcome light.
黑暗没有办法，永远没有办法征服光明。
But when we turn the light off, then immediately the darkness enters.
但是我们一把灯关掉的话，立即我们就处在黑暗之中。
In the same way, as soon as we forget Krishna, then immediately there is ignorance and illusion.
所以同样的，一旦我们忘记了 Krishna， 立即我们就处在愚昧之中，受到迷惑。
Therefore, Krishna and his representatives, their mission is always to give transcendental knowledge.
那么 Krishna 还有他的纯粹代表，他们的使命永远都是一样的，就是把这个超然的知识传播给众人。
What is that knowledge? That knowledge is understanding the original nature of the living entity and its constitutional position.
那么这个知识是什么呢？这个知识就是要让我们明白生物体最原本的身份，还有我们的构成性的地位是什么。
There is knowledge of the material world, which is simply related to matter.
那么这个物质世界也有很多世俗的知识，它与这些世间的事物相关。
Material knowledge is taught in all the educational institutions.
那么我们可以在普通的世俗的学院里面学到这些世俗物质的知识。
You can learn about the body and the mind.
你可以学有关身体的知识，有关心意的知识。
You can learn politics and sociology.
可以学有关政治或者是社会的知识。
You can learn many mundane material things.
你可以学到很多这些世间的这些知识。
But there's no institution to give knowledge of the soul.
但是却没有任何大学或者学院能够给我们有关灵魂的知识。
Knowledge of the soul is what awakens one and brings one out of ignorance.
有关灵魂的知识就是那个能够让我们觉醒，把我们带出愚昧的知识。
We need to understand the nature of this material existence.
我们要明白这个物质存在的本性所在。
That this material world is a place of birth and death.
这个物质世界它的本性就是充满生老病死的。
That people cannot remain in this world for a long time.
没有任何人能够长期留在这个世界。
We have to understand how the living entity is a spirit soul.Which lives in a material body.
我们应该知道，我们是灵性的灵魂，生活在这个物质的身体里面。要知道这样的身份。
According to our different active past activities, we're suffering and enjoying in different conditions of life.
由于我们不同的活动，我们就受到我们被放到不同的生活环境里面去享受或者是受苦。
We were forced.To take birth in a particular place, in a particular family.
我们被迫会投身在某一个特定的地方，或者是一个特定的家庭。
We did not choose our place of birth. We did not choose our family situation.
我们没有办法选择自己出生的地方，没有办法选择自己的家庭，出生的家庭。
It was all forced on us by nature.
所有这一切都是被强迫接受的。根据大自然的这个法则。
In the same way, we are forced to leave this situation one day.
与此同时呢，同样的，我们每天呢都是被这个法则强迫着生活在某一样处境之中，某种环境之中。
And we have to leave that situation.
而且我们必须这样生活下去，不得不这样生存下去。
So spiritual science is to understand the nature of the soul.
所以灵性的科学。就是为了让我们能够明白灵魂的本性
and to understand how the soul is living in within this body which is made up of senses.
我们能够明白灵魂就生活在这个由各种感官组成的身体里面。
Spiritual knowledge is to help one to realize the soul and to conquer over the force of the senses.
那么灵性的知识是为了让我们能够觉悟到灵魂的本性，而且帮助我们用这个灵性的知识控制我们的感官。
The living entity lives within this body made up of six senses, which include the five senses of the body and the mind.
那么我们这个身体呢是由六种感官组成的，其中包括身体的五种感官还有心意。
Bhagavad Gita says Mami Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashastani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. That all the living entities are fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme.
佛家梵歌里面说，所有的灵魂都是至尊者的部分，不可分割的一部分。
But due to material life, they're struggling very hard with the six senses, including the mind.
但是由于这个物质本性的影响，灵魂呢运用这个身体的包括心意之内的这六个感官，非常辛苦的在这个世间苦苦挣扎生存。
These six senses, including the mind, force us to act in different ways.
包括心意在内的这六种感官强迫我们按照某种特定的方式去活动。
We see examples of how the senses force us to act.
我们可以看到这样的例子，感官是如何强迫我们活动的。
Fish are swimming in the river, and they see some man is fishing, and he's put a line into the water, and he's put on the end of the line one hook with some worm on the end of the hook, and he's offering his food to the fish.
比如说一个鱼在水里面游泳的时候呢，有一些人会去钓鱼，把那个鱼线然后绑着那个钩，上面有一个小虫子，去吸引那个鱼来吃这个虫子。
So the fish, in order to satisfy its own tongue, it sees this worm and thinks, oh, this is some nice food for me.
所以这个鱼它为了满足自己的感官，当它看到这个小虫子的时候，它说，哦，这是一个很好的食物。
And the fish comes and tries to eat the worm and gets caught on the hook.
然后当这个鱼想要吃掉这个小虫子的时候，它就上钩了。
Because the fish wanted to taste that worm, he suffered.
因为这个鱼想品尝那个虫子的美味，因此它上钩了。
In the jungle, sometimes they want to capture elephants.
那么在森林里面，有时候呢，他们要捕猎这个大象。
When they want to capture a male elephant, they will bring a female.
当他们想抓一个公象的时候呢，他们会把一个母象带过去。
And beside the female elephant, they will build one big hole.
然后就在这个母象前面呢，挖一个很大的陷阱。
And they will cover it with leaves.
用叶子等等给它挡住。
And then the male elephant will come, and he will catch the smell of the body of the female elephant.
然后呢，这个雄象呢，他就闻到这个雌象身上的味道，他就远远的就跑过来了。
And he comes to come near the female elephant and crashes into the.
然后当他接近这个雌象的时候，就掉到陷阱里面去了。
And this way they capture a male elephant.
他们是用这样的方法来抓住雄象的。
When people go to hunt for deer,
有时候他们去捕猎这个小鹿
，the deer.Is controlled by sounds.
这个鹿呢，它是很被这个声音所吸引的。
No, the deer can be a very timid animal, and if he hears or sees people coming, he will run away. He will not come near.
这个小鹿通常是非常谨慎的。当它看到有人的时候，它会立即躲掉，立即躲起来。
But to capture the deer, the clever hunter will bring some man to play on the flute.
但是聪明的这个猎人呢，为了抓住这个鹿，他会带一个人能够吹很动听的这个笛声。
And then the deer will hear the sweet sound of the flute.
然后这个鹿听到这个优美的这个笛声之后
，And he becomes captivated by the sweet sound.
他就被这个声音迷住了。
And he will stand still.
他就站在那里一动不动的。
And then the hunter will shoot the deer.
然后这个猎人就会把这个。鹿射杀掉。
You can see how the senses, our senses, in different cases for different animals, cause them so much trouble.
所以我们可以看到各种各样不同的动物都是同样的被感官所迫害了，所害了。
The fish because he wanted to serve his tongue.
这个鱼呢， 因为他想满足他这个嘴巴这个感官，舌头的感官。
And the elephant, because he was captivated by the smell.
而这个大象呢，他被此象的味道所迷住了。
And the deer, because he heard that sweet sound.
而那个鹿呢，因为他听到了那个非常优美的笛声。
Sometimes we see, when there's a fire, you build a fire, there's some insects.Flying, some fireflies, they come and they're attracted by the bright fire.
有时候我们可以看到，当我们燃烧一堆火的时候，会有一些昆虫，它看到这个火，它被这个火的光亮所吸引了，它就会冲过来。
It will fly right into the fire.
它会直接飞到火里面去，被燃烧死
掉。It's captured by the bright light.
它就是被这个非常亮的光芒所迷惑了。
His eyes bring aboutHis own destruction.
啊，他的眼睛，他的视觉，给他带来了这个致命的啊命运。
These different creatures were controlled just by one sense.
所以这些不同的生物，他们仅仅被某一种感官就已经迷惑住了。
But we living entities, conditioned souls, we are controlled. We are struggling with all five senses.
但是我们呢，生活在这个身体里面的这个受条件限制的灵魂。我们现在是受五种感官，包括心意，六种感官所迷惑。
The tongue wants to taste the nice things.
我们的舌头想要吃美味的东西。
The nose wants to enjoy the sweet smell.
鼻子想闻芳香的味道。
The ears, the eyes, they want to enjoy.
我们的耳朵和眼睛都渴望享受。
And we like to feel the nice touch on the skin.
然后我们喜欢触碰这个啊皮肤的这种感受。
And the mind is always anxious, always desiring.
然后我们的心意呢，总是充满了渴望和期盼。
So this is material life.
这就是物质生活。
Struggling very hard with the six senses, including the mind.
拼命地用包括心意在内的六种感官去挣扎求存。
So, yoga and spiritual knowledge is meant to train us to control the senses.
所以瑜伽的这个灵性的知识，目的就是为了训练我们，让我们能够控制自己的感官。
Not to be controlled by the mind and senses, but to conquer over them.
不是让我们被心意或感官控制，而是反过来要去控制它。
This is the power of spiritual knowledge.
这就是灵性知识的力量。
This is the mission of Krishna and his representatives to give this knowledge.
所以这就是 Krishna 和他的纯粹代表的使命，就是要把这样的知识传播给每一个人。
Krishna is training Arjuna to rise above his mind and senses.
Krishna 训练 Arjuna 让他跳离他的这个感官和心意的层面。
Arjuna.Was acting on the platform of his mind and senses by thinking he should not perform his duty.
之前呢，阿朱呢，根据他的感官或者心意的层面的这个这样的层面去活动的时候，他不想履行自己的职责。
But Krishna, by presenting the knowledge of yoga, he is bringing him out of illusion. He is destroying this illusion by giving powerful knowledge.
然后 Krishna 通过这个瑜伽的程序。把非常强有力的知识给他，把他的愚昧和这些迷惑呢一扫而空。
This knowledge can never be lost.
这样的知识永远都不会丢失掉。
Your money can easily be finished.
啊，我们的钱可以很快用完。
But this kind of knowledge can never be taken away.
但是这样的知识永远不会被带走。
If you understand this knowledge, it will be with you life after life.
一旦你明白了这个知识，它就会生生世世和你在一起。
This kind of knowledge can take you out of the material existence, can liberate you.
最后，这样的知识能够把你从这个物质的存在中带出来，让你获得解脱。
So this is the mission of Bhagavad Gita.
这就是博迦梵歌的使命。
That everyone should get this kind of education.
所有的人都应该得到这样的教导教育。
Everybody should learn who they are and why they're here.
每个人都应该学会明白这一点，他是谁，为什么会在这里。
They should learn to conquer over the mind and senses.
他应该学会如何控制感官和心意。
And they should learn the process of surrender to Krishna.
而且要学会这个一个向 Krishna 皈依的这个程序。
Krishna is helping Arjuna to overcome his problem.
Krishna 正在帮助 Arjuna 克服他的困难。
In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna told Krishna, he said that I am overcome by miserly weakness.
Miserly
weakness.
Okay. 那个 Krishna 刚Arjuna 在伯加梵歌刚开始对 Krishna 说，我被这种这种虚弱的，我被这个虚弱的心意所控制住了。
Yeah, Arjuna appreciated his own weakness.
而且他自己很欣赏自己的这种软弱。
But he needed help to overcome his weakness.
他需要人来他不欣赏这个软弱，但是他需要人来帮助他，来征服这种软弱。
He could not overcome it himself.
他没有办法靠自己的力量来克服这种软弱的心情。
He was controlled by the modes of material nature.
因为他被物质自然的三种属性控制住了。
The material nature was forcing him to act under its control.
这个物质自然的属性呢，就牢牢地控制住他，迫使他在自己的控制下活动。
And to get free from these modes of material nature, it took someone who was above the modes to help him.
如果你想摆脱这个物质自然的这种控制的话，必须得到一个已经超越这个物质自然属性的人来帮助你。
So material life is a helpless condition.
所以这个物质的这种生活状态呢，是一种无助的、毫无希望的状态。
It is just like a person who has fallen into the bottom of a well.
就好像一个人掉到一个黑井里面了。
They cannot get out on their own.
他没有办法自己爬出来的。
But if somebody comes by and throws a rope down.
但是如果有人路过，把个绳子扔下来的话
，then if they hold the rope, it can pull them out.
如果他抓住绳子，那个人就可以把他拉上来。
However, sometimes you get foolish people; they fall in the well.
但是呢，有时候会有一些蠢人，虽然他掉到井里面了
，and the man comes and he throws the rope to them.
然后来了一个人呢，帮助他把绳子扔到井里
，and he says, "Hold the rope; I'll pull you out."
然后那个人对他说，你把绳子抓住，我就会把你拉上来。
But the person in the bottom of the well says, just get me out.
然后但是这井底里面这个人说，你就把我弄上去好了。
He doesn't want to hold the rope.
但是他不想抓住这个绳子。
He's saying, get me out.
他说你把我弄上去。
And you see, the man up top, he said, hold the rope, I'll pull you out.
然后上面井上人说，你抓住绳子，我把你拉上来。
He said, just get me out.
你就把我弄上去，反正。
So like that, sometimes people, they want help to get out of material life, to stop their suffering.
所以有时候也出现这样的人，他们也想摆脱这个物质的痛苦。
But they won't do what they're told.
但是他们没有按照别人教他的方法去做。
Sometimes the teacher will tell them, you should do this, don't do that.
有时候老师会对他说，你应该做这个，你不应该做那个。
Tell him, don't do sinful activities, give up sinful activities.
跟他说你要放弃所有的罪恶活动。
And he said, just get me out of material life.
他说你就把我弄出去，弄出这个物质世界。
But if they won't stop sinful activities, how can you get them out of material life?
但是如果你不停止这些罪恶的活动，你怎么可能摆脱出这个物质世界呢？
That means they have not understood.The teaching of the spiritual teacher, the message of the spiritual teacher.
那意味着他们没有明白这个灵性的教导。
It means they're not straightforward.
意味着他们不诚实。
Just like sometimes the teacher will say, "Do you understand everything? Have you understood?" And the student will say, "Yes, yes."
因为有时候老师会问你明白了吗？那个学生说是的。
But actually, they don't understand.
但实际上他并没有明白。
Just like when if you're distributing food and you're feeding people and you give food and they will say, "Have you had enough to eat?" They say, "Yes, yes, no, it's enough, enough." But actually, they still want more.
就好像你派发食物给别人，你问他你还要吃吗？他说我已经够了，已经够了。但实际上他还没吃饱。
So like this, so very difficult sometimes to help people.
所以有时候就算为了帮助别人也是很困难。
So Krishna is asking Arjuna, he wants to know, he said, have you understood?
所以 Krishna 就要确定这一点，他问 Arjuna, 你明白了没有？
If he has understood Krishna's message, then he has to act as Krishna has instructed.
如果他明白了 Krishna 传达给他的信息，他就会按照 Krishna 教他的方法去活动。
But if he's not understood, Krishna is very patient, he's willing to teach him again.
但是如果他没有明白的话呢， Krishna 很有耐心，他愿意再给他讲一遍。
So, like this message of Bhagavad Gita, it is here for us, for it is an eternal spiritual knowledge, is to help us through this difficult time of Kali Yuga.
所以这个永恒的灵性知识，这个波迦梵歌里面带来的永恒的灵性知识，就是为了帮助我们走出，度过这个卡利年代。
We have been in this material world for a long time.
我们已经在这个物质世界待了很久很久了。
And naturally, we have become very attached and conditioned to this place.
所以自然的，我们非常依恋这个地方，非常执迷于这个地方的各种条件。
And we cannot expect to suddenly just leave everything.
所以我们没有办法突然之间放下一切，离开。
We cannot expect to immediately cure our disease.
我们也没有办法期待我们所有的这种物质的疾病会立即。消失掉。
If you have had a disease for a long time and you didn't know about it,
假设你有一种慢性病很久了，你没有意识到它的存在。
Then it takes much longer time to cure it.
那么应该会花更长的时间要治疗它。
Because the disease has got such a hold and control over your body and mind.
因为整个疾病它已经控制了你的身体和你的思想，实际上。
So it takes a strong medicine.
所以要下很重的药。
In the same way, our attachment to this material world has been here for a long time.
所以同样的，我们在这个世间已经很久了，因此我们非常的执迷于这个世间的事物。
Our ignorance is very deep.
我们的愚昧是非常浓。
We have to pull up, get rid of all of this ignorance.
我们要把我们自己从这个愚昧之中拉出来。
Because if we don't get rid of everything, then it will grow back up again.
因为如果我们没有办法把这一切全部抛弃掉的话，我们最终还要再回来。
Just like if you cut down the trees, they will grow back up again because the roots are still there.
就好像你把一棵树砍掉之后，因为根还在这里，它会重新再长起来。
So you have to pull out the root.
所以我们必须连根拔起。
And the root of ignorance is this attachment for this desire to enjoy this material world.
我们愚昧的根就是我们渴望享受这个物质世界的那一种执着。
Our position is not to enjoy, our position is to serve.
实际上我们本身的地位不是为了享受而存在的，我们的目的是为了服务，实际上。
When we act as a servant, then we're actually happy.
当我们以一个仆人的身份去活动的时候，我们就变得快乐起来。
Just like when you take a fish out of water.
就好像如果你把这个鱼从水里拿出来的话。
Now if you take a fish out of water and put it in a nice hotel room.
如果你把这个鱼从水里面取出来，把它让它住到一个高级的豪华宾馆里。
And give it some cigarettes and drinks.
给它抽烟喝酒。
Give it some fancy food to eat.
给他吃一些各种各样新鲜特别的食物。
And give it some nice central heating or air conditioning.
给他这个中央空调或者是这个空调。
Yeah. So the fish will still not be happy.
但这个鱼还是不快乐。
The fish is saying, just put me back in the river.
那个鱼在想，就把我扔回河里就好了。
In the same way, the living entity, we are trying to enjoy.This material world.
所以同样的道理，我们生物体呢，我们渴望在这个物质世界里面享受一些东西。
We have so many things to enjoy.
我们好像有好多东西来享受。
And we're thinking we're very happy.
我们觉得我好快乐。
But actually, we're not fully satisfied. We're always searching for some more happiness.
但实际上，我们从来没有找到完全的满足。
No one.
因此，我们一直都在寻找着更多的、更好的东西，一直在找。
No one will say, now I have enough, now I am fully satisfied.
没有谁会说哦，现在我已经祷够了，我完全满足了。
Everyone wants more and more.
每个人都想要更多，再多一点，再多一点。
Make money, we want more money.
如果要赚钱的话，我要赚更多一点。
We have one woman, we want another woman.
我们如果有了一个女人，我还想要另外一个女人。
Want more and more.
越来越越多越好。
But we never satisfy.
但是我们永远都没有办法满足自己。
Just like.We're looking for that perfect relationship, but we never find it.
就好像
we're looking for the perfect relationship.
我们在寻找着一种非常完美的这种人与人之间的关系，但是我们却从来没有找到。
That perfect companion to make us fully happy.
就是一种完美的一种交往，可以让我们满足的，我们在寻找这样的东西。
In the Himalayas, there's an animal, there's a deer, a special deer, which within that body of the deer, there is a special chemical, which is called musk.
那么在喜马拉雅山呢，有一种非常特殊的鹿，这个鹿的身体里面有一种非常特殊的一种药物，它被称为 musk.
Kasturi musk,
叫 Kasturi musk, 可能是鹿 鹿的
It's a very strong, very beautiful aroma.
这个是麝香，可能是对它的这种麝香呢，身上会发出一种非常美的味道。
So the deer is always thinking, where is that smell coming from?
所以那个鹿它一直都在问，它都在想，这个味道从哪里来的？他到处去闻，到处去找。
But it's actually coming from within the body of the deer.
但实际上，这个味道是从他的身体里面发出来的。
In the same way, we are looking for happiness.
所以，同样的，我们都在寻找快乐。
And we're thinking, is it eating?
我们在想，是吃带来的快乐吗
？Maybe it's sleeping.
也许是睡觉快乐。
Maybe it's mating.
也许是性交快乐。
Maybe it's defending.
也许是保卫自己快乐。
We're trying everything to get that perfect happiness.
我们尝试了所有的活动，想得到那种完美的快感。
But we don't know the real happiness is within us.
但是我们不知道，真正的快乐实际上就在我们的心里面。
We have to look within to see the soul.
我们应该向内寻找，来看到这个灵魂。
How can we see the soul?
我们如何才能看到灵魂呢
？Just like our hands and our legs cannot see our eyes，
就好像我们的手或者脚，它没办法看到眼睛。
We use our eyes to direct the hands and legs。
我们是用眼睛来指导手和脚的。
But the hands and legs they cannot see the eyes。
但是手和脚它没办法看眼睛。
In the same way, we cannot see the soul。
所以同样的道理，我们也看不见灵魂。
But we can hear about it。
但是我们可以聆听。
You have to hear about the soul, then we will understand the presence of the soul within every living entity.
我们应该聆听有关灵魂的知识，这样的话我们就能够明白，在所有的生物体中都有灵魂存在。
This is spiritual knowledge.
这就是灵性的知识。
Understanding the soul, the living force within the body.
明白这个灵魂，它就是我们身体里面的生命力所在。
Conquering over the mind and senses,
它能够控制感官和心意。
So to help all of us come to this consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us all how to chant Hare Krishna mantra.
所以为了帮助我们达到这样的层面呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教会我们如何来唱诵和念诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
This chanting of Hare Krishna is the life of all transcendental knowledge.
这个唱诵 Hare Krishna 的方法呢，是所有超然知识的生命所在。
Yeah. We may have transcendental knowledge, but without chanting Hare Krishna, we will not have life.
我们也许会拥有超然的知识，但是如果没有唱诵圣名的话，这样的知识就没有生命。
We have to also chant this Maha Mantra.
所以我们也要唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Therefore, the Krishna and his representatives, they all teach this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra.
因此 ，Krishna 的代表总是教我们如何来唱诵这个 Hare Krishna Mantra.
And we can realize our spiritual nature.
通过唱诵呢，我们就能够觉悟到我们灵性的这个本性。
We can get real happiness.
我们就会得到真正的快乐。
Perfect knowledge.
完美的知识。
Any question?
大家有什么问题？懂了吗？
讲得很好。
Nice talk. Nice speech. 有问题吗？
有没有问题？
Want to say something? You can do
anything.
We 必须诚实把自己内心的迷惑告诉灵性导师，这样我们才能够解决它。所以第一步应该是诚实。
那我想问一下，关于灵魂的问题，就是专门靠唱诵他自己才会明白的，还是就是说，因为我们需要大量的了解灵魂，因为我们目的就是灵魂的苏醒。
嗯，你的意思说只有唱诵就可以明白吗？还是说只需要唱诵吗？
我的意思就是说，因为我们唱诵的时候，也许我们也有很多自己的错觉，对灵魂的认识，或者我们心意也很混乱，所以我觉得我们自己的唱诵，难道就是对灵魂的规划或者苏醒各方面我们自己没有能力？
Spiritual knowledge will help you to chant better.
我们需要灵性的知识，灵性的知识会帮助你念得更好，不仅仅是念。
But if you just chant, if you can constantly chant, thenThat chanting in its own can give you perfection.
但是如果你总是唱诵和念诵，就是不断的唱和念诵的话，本身这个唱诵呢，也会给你带来完美。
But
要不断的去做。
Most of us we're not able to chant constantly.
但是关键是我们所有的人，大部分人呢都不能够不断的念诵，没有办法做到这一点。
So therefore, we have to give some little.Understanding some knowledge to help us to understand how the mind is working and how our senses are controlling us.
因此我们在补充讲这些有关灵魂的知识，啊，我们的感官是如何去控制，啊，如何控制心意等等。
To give, just like for example, some people they don't need to be told not to steal. They can understand it's wrong to steal.
打一个比方，举个例子吧。有的人呢，你不需要对他说你不能偷哦，他自己知道不应该偷东西。
Other people, you know, you tell them don't steal, and they will accept. You know, okay, yeah, we're not stealing.
就是大部分人，你对他说不要偷东西 ，OK， 他就接受了，他就不去偷。
But some people, you know, they're told not to steal, but they think, well, nobody will know I'll steal anyway.
但是也有那么一些人，虽然他知道不应该偷，但是他想没有人会知道的，我还是去偷。
So sometimes then they steal and they're caught and punished.
所以有时候他偷东西就被抓住了，被惩罚。
And some people, if they're just caught one time and punished, then they won't steal again.
那么有一些人呢，他们被抓住一次之后呢，他就牢记这个教训，再也不偷了。
But still, you get people, even they're being caught and punished, but still they'll steal again and again.
但是还有另外一些人，他被抓住了，然后放他出来，他又去偷，又抓住，又放，他又偷，所以有人会不断的犯错误。
So it's a question of how much a person is willing to accept.
所以问题就是在于取决于一个人有多大的程度愿意去接受这个知识。
Some people they don't need to.Here, they just need to chant, and chanting itself will give them everything.
所以有的人他不需要这些知识，他只要念诵或者唱诵，念诵唱诵本身他就可以觉悟了。
Within that mantra, all spiritual knowledge is revealed.
因为在这个 mantra 里面呢， 所有的灵性知识都会揭示出来。
But still, if we're not able to chant with so powerfully that we can get all that spiritual knowledge, then it can be explained to us.
但是呢，如果我们没有办法去得到从这个 mantra 里面得到所有的知识的话，我们还有其他的知识可以告诉你，就是我们可以跟你讲出来，你可以得到它。
But we have, you know, are we willing to accept that knowledge?
关键是我们愿意去接受这个知识吗？
Are we willing to follow the instructions?
我们是否愿意去遵循我们所得到的教诲来做？
As we accept in proportion to how we surrender to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates.
根据我们接受知识的程度，以及我们向 Krishna 臣服皈依的程度， Krishna 相应的回报我们，获得觉悟。
我想说，知识是用记住还是用开悟的？知识是，难道是我们有意识的去记住吗？难道不是 Krishna 给我们不断的提醒和解开吗？
So it means I want to know by which way we get knowledge, just by remembering it or by deep realization. Well, all the knowledge is actually within us, within the soul.
那实际上所有的知识就在我们的心中，在灵魂里面。
It's there, but it's covered over.
但是我们被蒙蔽住了，我们看不到。
The contamination, the covering,
有很多蒙蔽，挡住了这些知识。
The attachments and identification to this material body.
这个蒙蔽就是我们对这个世间享受的一种执迷，还有我们认为自己是这个身体的某种身份等等。这就是这样的概念呢，蒙蔽了我们在心中的完美的知识。
We were speaking about the modes of nature, the mode of passion and ignorance.
所以我们就解释这个自然界它有三种属性，情欲或者是善良或者是愚昧。
You have these modes. These are called gunas. Guna means ropes, and they tie us up. They bind us to the material world.
这个物质世界的这种属性呢，在梵文中叫 guna。guna 还同时有另外一个意思，就是绳子的意思。也就是说，这个世间的这种本性呢，像绳子一样把我们绑起来了。
You have to cut through these.
你必须把这个绳子砍断。
In the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the material world is described to be like a banyan tree.
那么在《博迦梵歌》第十三章里面，描述物质世界就像一个倒长的榕树。
Yeah. And this tree is very vast. There are many branches.
这个树呢非常巨大，有很多的分支。
And we're caught in, we're in the, in this, we're within this tree.
我们就在这个树里面。
And the only way we can get out from it is by detachment. You need a strong axe to cut through the branches.
那么唯一离开这个树的方法就是我们需要一个非常锋利的斧，用这个不执着的心呢把这些东西全部砍掉。
Detachment is less, is X.
要用这个不执着的这个斧，这个利斧。
So if we can detach ourselves from this material,
这样的话，我们就可以让自己离开这个物质世界。
So detachment is cultivated simply by the activities of bhakti yoga, by devotional service.
那么仅仅是从事奉爱服务，练习奉爱瑜伽，你就可以得到这种。不依附的力量。
By hearing and chanting, we will naturally develop knowledge, transcendental knowledge, and detachment.
通过聆听和唱诵啊，自然而然的，我们就会产生知识，我们会得到知识，同时呢，会能够达到对这个世界的不执着。
Oh, we hear about the temporary nature of this world.
我们刚才说到了这个物质世界呢，有很多短暂的这种属性。
We won't be attached to it.
那么我们对它不执着。
We understand this world is not eternal.
我们知道这个世界不是永恒的。
It's not to be treasured for a long time. We cannot value it for a long time.
我们不能把它当作是一种长期有价值的东西。
It's compared. The pleasures of this world are like the beauty of flowers.
这个世界的快乐呢，也被比喻为就像 花朵的美丽一样。
These flowers look beautiful for some time, but not for long.
这个花看起来很漂亮啊，但是只是很短的一个时间，它不会不会持久。
Yeah, they dry up, or they wither, fall apart.
啊，很快它就会干掉了，然后这个花瓣就会掉下来。
So that's the nature of this world.
这就是这个世界的本性。
就是我们的灵魂如果跟肉体脱离的话，但是我们还要进行肉体生活，我们还要生活，还要具体的生活，跟人家相处，要工作，还要尽我们的责任，它不得不挂在一起，就很难很难脱出来。
No, you have to cultivate both aspects of life. You have to maintain the material body, and at the same time you have to cultivate the spiritual path.
对，我们不会让你不工作，每个人他应该两条道路同时走，你必须维持你的物质身体，同时你要培养灵性的知识。
Krishna does not tell Arjuna not to do his duty.
Krishna 没有对 Arjuna 说不要履行你的责任。
I said do your duty but remember me also.
但 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说你要履行你的职责，同时牢牢地记住我。
So this body is not a good thing.
这个身体不是什么非常好的东西。
Just like sometimes you go shopping and you see something and you think, oh, it's very good price, it's very cheap, and you go to buy it.
打个比方，有时候我们上街买东西，我们看到一个东西，觉得哇很好，价格也很便宜，我们就想买了。
But after you buy it, you realize it's not very good.
等到你买了这个便宜货之后呢，你就会发现实际上不是那么好。
You know, not good quality.
质量不好。
Yeah, because you didn't pay very much for it, so you know.
因为你花出的价格也很低，很便宜。
一分钱一分。this body is like that.
所以这个身体就是这样的。
It's a bad bargain.
实际上它是一个很不好的交易，是一个亏本生意。
This body is our what we wanted. It's our desire which got us this body.
就是因为我们有各种各样的欲望，最后我们得到了相应的这个身体。
Now we have this body, we have to make the best use of it.
现在我们已经有了这个身体呢，我们要最好的利用它。
You have to
加以利用。
You have to use it for material, cultivate the material and side by side the spiritual.
你应该培养物质的知识，与此同时培养灵性的知识。
Just like the tail loop.
就好像铁路有两个铁轨一样并行的。
If you're too much one side,
任何一边如果太偏重的话，火车就会翻车。
So you have to balance the material and the spiritual.
所以你必须找到这个物质和灵性的均衡点。
And then at that.When you get ready to give up this life, or to end this life, then you go completely on the spiritual.
所以，然后到了你准备能够放开这个身体的时候，必须离开这个身体的时候呢，你就能够进入完全灵性的这个领域里。要经过一生的培养。
But you should not go prematurely to that.
但是我们不应该操之过急。
You have to gradually cultivate.
必须循序渐进。
我有个问题，因为这个事情我觉得跟我有点相似。这可能也是每一个人生活的问题。就有一个，有一个人，他觉得灵性非常的重要，然后他准备完全依靠上帝进行弃绝性生活，他准备放弃他的工作，你觉得这个冒险吗？
也冒险，
这是一个冒险。
But there's no loss.
但是他不会有什么损失。
if they can make some progress,
如果他能够取得一些灵性进步的话
，you know, they may have to come back to the material life again.
他有可能最后还得不得不回来走这个老客，走老路，回到物质的生活中，因为他太冒进，不是他实际的层面。不得不再回来，但是他的这个尝试没有什么损失。
Yeah. Krishna explains like that, that it, one tries for something like that, you know, it's not, there's no shame, no loss on his part.
Krishna 在《波迦梵歌》里面解释了，在这条道路上前进少许，你不会有任何的损失，你立即会得到很大的好处。
Some people can do it. Some are able to do it.
所以有的人是可以做得到的，但是有的人做不到，不是所有人都一样的。
And certainly, if you have responsibilities, you know, if you have young children depending on you and like that, then it's not a good idea.
但是对于那些有家庭职责的，比如说你有孩子需要照顾啊等等，你这就不是一个好的主意了。就不应该这样去做。
那我想问一下，那如果是这样子的话，是不是最好借着祷告和带领，这样一步一步比较踏实一点？
Pray
and scripture.
Yeah. 是的，还要依靠经典，要依靠灵性导师的灵仪。
We say there are three authorities.
我们说有三个权威，我们修行的路途上。
There are certainly the scriptures are the most important.
最重要的是经典。
And then the scripture, the message of the scripture is taught by the spiritual teacher and also by the holy men, other holy men.
然后呢，这个通过灵性导师或者是还有其他的圣人来讲解的这个经典的也很重要。
So,
讲解经典的灵性导师和圣人也很重要。
The problem with prayer is you're simply depending on your own feeling of the heart.
但是当你刚才你说到的那个祷告，你仅仅是依靠你心中的感受而已。
And your heart is not, our hearts are not pure.
但是我们的内心实际上是不那么纯粹的。
And we will cheat ourselves and we will be often be an illusion.
我们经常会被我们自己欺骗。处在迷惑之中。
You know, people tell me, you know, they're seeing God. They saw God.
很多人跟我说他看见神了。
But they're not yet, haven't given up sinful activities.
但是他们还有很多的罪恶活动没有放弃掉，怎么可能看见神呢？黑暗和光明怎么可能同时存在呢？
那你觉得这是一种欺骗？
Yeah, we're cheating ourselves.
是我们自欺欺人，实际上。
You know, we want something, but we don't want to pay the real price.
对，我们想要某种很好的东西，但是我们不想付出代价。我们以为很容易就达到了，不需要苦修，不需要很多年，不需要灵性导师，什么都不要。就看见神了，自己就看见了。
We think we should get like an honorary degree, an honorary degree from the university, you know?
Oh,
Rongyi Zhangshun,
yes. 荣誉证书 ，yes， 就是我们以为我们应该拿到那个宇宙的荣誉证书，因为我们看见神了。
You know, you didn't go to university, but the university comes. Say, come, we want to give you a degree.
这个是特殊的荣誉证书，就是像比如说有的人他没去上大学，但是那个大学来是说我们给你一个荣誉的这个证书。
You know, just like somebody, they may write a book, a very good book, and everybody in the world appreciates it. So the university want to honor that person.
是有这样的例子啊，比如说某个人他写了一本书，写的那么好，大家都觉得他是一个名人了。然后这个时候会有大学来找他说，哎，你做我们学校的名誉校长啊，或者是什么呀，毕业啊，什么什么荣誉证书。
One man in India, famous man in India, Tagore.
印度有个著名的诗人作家泰戈尔。
Yeah, he got called to Oxford in London, in England, to give him a degree. You know?
这个伦敦的这个牛津大学邀请他来。给他发这个毕业证书。
You know, he didn't go to the university.
他并没有上大学，实际
上。But they honored him. They gave him.
但是他们给他这个荣誉。
So did you get a degree like that?
所以你有没有拿到这样的荣誉证书呢？
Anybody?
有谁拿到过这样的荣誉证书？
我也没有啊。So you know, must be very difficult to get that.
所以那样的机会是非常罕有的。
And like that, but we're thinking, you know, we can go directly to God on our
所以我们会以为自己能够直接与神交往
or God himself will come in our heart and speak to us
或者是神就来到我们心中跟我们讲话很容易的、
not so easy、
不是那么容易、
就是我们经常在碰到事情的时候或是很犹豫不决或者拿不定主意的时候我们就祈祷 Krishna 哎呀该怎么样请你指导我们该怎么做那这个时候有一种想法会出来了那我们怎么分别这是真的是 Krishna 告诉你啊还是说你自己是超灵告诉你啊还是你心里告诉你的呢
Well it could be Krishna in the heart telling us and it could be coming from your own training
既有可能是 Krishna 在心中跟你讲也有可能是你自己、自己的心意在作怪
Sometimes without even thinking about things suddenly the super soul will direct us and inspire us
有时候就算你没有去想没有去祈祷超灵也突然会来指导你
you were already expressing that you were in difficulty having some problem and so naturally you prayed to Krishna
所以你刚才描述就是当我们处在困难中的时候自然而然的我们向 Krishna 祈祷
That is the natural reaction of a devotee
那这是一个奉献者的、自然而然的一种表现会向 Krishna 祈祷
that they will naturally think of Krishna
他们自然会想到 Krishna
Of course we should think of Krishna not only when we're in difficulty、
当然我们不应该仅仅在我们困难的时候想到 Krishna
there's a common saying among Indian people they will say that when we're in difficulty we'll think of God and when we're happy we'll think of our money
就是在印度有一个、谚语就是说当我在困难的时候我就想到神当我当我在快乐的时候我就想到钱
But rather we should be thinking of God in happiness and distress
所以实际上呢我们应该在痛苦以及快乐的时候都应该想到神
Yeah, in every situation
应该在所有的情况下都想到神
But naturally in difficulties we will think of Krishna his protection, his help
当然自然的当我们处在困难中的时候我们会想到 Krishna 来帮助我们保护我们
Now the super soul may direct us what we need to do
这个时候呢
to solve the problem.
超灵有可能会指导我们如何去做来解决问题
Yeah, we can pray to Krishna in the, please give me the right direction what I need to do
我们、可以向 Krishna 祈祷请指示我该怎么样做
Inspiration can come even without our approaching the super soul for help, it can just come on its own.
有时候你甚至没有去向超灵祈祷指导的话，自然而然的你就得到了启发。
Sometimes scientists or different composers of music that they're faced with some problem, they're doing something, and they don't know how to proceed, and then they put the problem aside.And they're relaxing, and then suddenly, just comes from their subconsciousness.
所以有很多这样的事例，很多比如说科学家呀，或者是那些音乐作曲家等等，他们就是遇到这个问题的时候啊啊，然后他们就是把这个问题暂时放到一边，他们就放松之后，突然之间他们会得到一些灵感和启发。
So this kind of inspiration.This is a direction coming from the super soul.
所以实际上这样的启发和灵感呢，是超灵的指导。
Better ask the Better hear from Guru and
devotee. Of course, we always have to confirm this direction.
但是如果你要确定，你要想确认你的这个是超灵的指导的话，你必须得到一个确认。
Yeah.
怎么样的确认呢？
We hear from the spiritual teachers, the representatives of Krishna and his devotees.
我们应该去聆听 Krishna 的代表，灵性指导的老师啊，等等。只有得到他们的确认，才是真实的。
Sometimes people say Krishna told me from the heart I can smoke cigarettes.
有时候人说 Krishna 在我的心中对我说了，我可以抽烟。
Krishna told me it's all right for me to eat the meat.
Krishna 对我说了，我吃肉没关系。
So we have to have our feelings of the heart have to be confirmed by the scriptures and the holy teachers.
所以我们的内心的这种感受啊，应该要得到经典还有灵性导师的这个辅证，才是正确的，才是真实的。
有时候我们比如说。想了以后那就赶快换了一篇不加黄的看看不加黄的说什么这样行吗、
very good
很好
Yeah, you should always be reading the Bhagavad Gita you have to read again and again
应该不断的一次又一次的读不加黄歌
There's so many things there which we have not picked up, which we have not been able to appreciate.
里面有那么多的东西我们还没有发现。
Just like when you go into the sea, you can swim around on the shore, but the ocean is very vast and very deep.
就好像我们到海边，我们只是在那个沙滩上，在海边游泳，但是整个大海是非常深广的。
You can never know everything of the ocean.
你们永远没有办法完全了解大海。
So Bhagavad Gita is like an ocean of transcendental knowledge.
所以薄伽梵歌呢，它就是超然知识的海洋。
We should never be satisfied, never think we know everything.
所以永远不要以为我知道了一切了。
So that's why we read it and discuss it regularly.
所以我们总是不断的、经常的去讨论、去学习、研读这个薄伽梵歌。
We can appreciate more and more.
然后我们会发现越来越多的啊好东西在里面。
Okay, Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita ki
jai.
Yeah.